This is the 11th dialogue between J. Krishnamurti and David Boehm at Brockwood Park, 1980.
Dr. Boehm started these dialogues between himself and myself at OHA in California, the beginning of this year. And we had 8 dialogues there and 2 here, if I remember rightly. So we had altogether 10 dialogues this year with Dr. Boehm and I. And so we are continuing that dialogue. We talked about, rather difficult to remember. I have no memory of it, so it's rather... I think we asked, if I remember rightly, what is the origin of all this, of all human movement? Is there an original source, a ground, that's right, sir?
That's right.
A ground from which all this sprang, nature, man, the whole universe. Was it bound by time? Was it in itself complete order and beyond which there is nothing more? And Dr. Boehm reminded me yesterday, we talked about order, whether the universe is based on time at all. I don't know if you're interested in all this. And whether man can ever comprehend and live in that supreme order. That's right, sir. I think that's rather vaguely where we stopped. I don't know if you're interested in all this. But Dr. Boehm and I wanted to investigate, not merely intellectually, but also profoundly, how to comprehend or live from that ground, move from that ground. The ground that is timeless, that is, there is nothing beyond it. And I think we'd better begin from there. Huh?
Begin from the ground.
So I don't know if you would agree as a scientist of eminence whether there is such a ground, whether man can ever comprehend it, live in it, live in the sense not as something he living in it, but that living in it, that itself living. And whether we can, as human beings, come to that. That is more or less, if I remember, what we talked about.